Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to change the subject briefly to wolves. No, I'm not talking about the Republican caucus in the House or the Senate. I mean four-legged wolves. You may recall that there was a wolf hunt posed by the DNR. The DNR wanted the wolf hunt, wolf season, to be in November, not during the breeding season. The breeding season was in February. Right-wing judge, political judge, granted a lawsuit brought by a right-wing group and said, you've got to have a wolf hunt in February. Hunting season should be set by scientists at the DNR. These people all hunt themselves. They like hunting, but they want it done right. Maintain herds, maintain packs. So we had a wolf hunt that started in February because of a court order, not the DNR idea. During mating season, breeding season, pregnant wolves out there getting shot. And predictably, remember, I said something the other day on the show opposing this February wolf hunt, saying that it should be in November, like the DNR said. And I said, look, there's a quota of wolves. And they were going to give 4,000 licenses. They'd already given out almost 2,000 by the time I said it. And they're going to take what? About 100 and some odd wolves? How does a guy up in Marinette know how many wolves are getting shot in Trempealeau County and Grant County? He doesn't know. So predictably, here's what happened. The minute, of course, they register a wolf, goes out over the computer of the DNR, the wolf hunt was paused almost immediately, and it exceeded quota by 53%. 182 wolves were registered, 63 more than the 119 that had been authorized. 63 more just a few days into the hunt. 63 more, 182. And that was the day before the season end, so more wolves were expected to be registered by 3 p.m. the next day. By Thursday at 3 p.m. Thursday at 3 p.m. yesterday, more wolves were registered. We don't have the data on it yet. But already 182 wolves. There's only 1,000 wolves in this state. And some of the wolves that were shot were pregnant. The DNR didn't want it in breeding season. Right-wing judge, right-wing group that wanted it. By the way, it was a Kansas group, trophy hunters. And they somehow wangled a deal where if their dogs, they use dogs to harass these wolves, to attack them. And if a dog got killed by a wolf, the Kansas trophy hunter got $2,500 from Wisconsin taxpayers. I don't like that. I don't want to pay a guy from Kansas or Wisconsin, for that matter, anything for his dog that he takes hunting. That's on him. That's on him. That is on him or her. But there you have it. And immediately they had to pause it because people were shooting wolves all over the place. And remember, the Indian tribes have a separate quota for native lands, which is their right. And this is separate from that. And there's only 1,000 wolves. I mean, for Pete's sake, why don't you just go out and shoot every wolf in the state? You know, I'm waiting for them to deal with the deer season. They may say, you know, I don't like it around Thanksgiving. That's not enough. I want a deer season to be any month with an R in it, including July and August. And then they snicker, have a right-wing judge somewhere say, that's about right. You have a right. Kill a deer anytime you want. Pretty soon there'll be no deer. You need this done right. The right-wing nuts in the Republican Party have gone too far and has spread to the judiciary. So there you have it. They took 182 wolves in a couple of days, 63 above the quota. Because people, you shoot a wolf, you register it, you don't know how many other wolves are shot around the state. You know, the Republicans are causing tensions that go far beyond just some of these issues I'm talking about. Give you an example. In the state legislature, the governors, the GOP refuses to require masks at hearings, at committees. They refuse to let people participate by Zoom at committees, but you have to wear a sport jacket if you're a male at the committee. So you can't, you don't have to wear a mask, but you have to wear a sport jacket. And then they snicker. And some of them come in without masks, they sneeze and they cough on Democrats. I got to say this, there's an element of sadism in the Republican Party. Their two defining characteristics have become sadism and fraud. If people want or are concerned about masks, you'd think that they'd say you have to wear a mask or participate by Zoom. By requiring people to come to discharge their civic duty to represent their constituents and have to sit next to a guy who coughs and sneezes, and he's Republican and grins, that is sadism. That is a form of sadism. I would propose, this is strange, I would propose a federal lawsuit. This is absolutely unprecedented. The federal courts don't like to get involved in state legislatures, but I would say, order them to permit people to participate by Zoom, or order them to require masks because they require jackets, which have no safety. They have no safety function. And what would, if I were a federal judge, what would I do? There's plenty of precedent that says I shouldn't get involved in party politics and the legislature. But when it comes down to physical risk, when it comes down to deliberate sadistic conduct, I think I would grant relief. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Well, you know, just a comment on the wolf hunt, that it actually may be of a benefit because people up in the northern tier of the state, because that's where I'm from and go home, you know, when I'm able to. I haven't been up there now because of health reasons for a couple of years now, that they really, you know, because wolves can come out and just not just wolf hunting dogs. I mean, they just, you know, come into people's yards and, you know, taking out the family pet that somebody's let out to, you know, do its business. Yeah, and also the stock people have stock that, you know, lose stock to wolves. That the wolf hunt may be actually of a benefit, that because then people perhaps aren't going to resent it as much, because you can be fined if you're out in the woods and a wolf is chasing after your dog you just have out in the woods on your woodland property on your trail, and you can't shoot the wolf if the wolf is attacking your dog. That this may make the wolves more cautious about people, not used to people just being, you know, just part of it. You know, wolves, that people are a threat to them. They may.
Yeah, you're making a good point. Wolves can be a pest. They come in, they'll kill chickens, they'll kill cows, they'll kill the family pet. You know, if you had a toddler out there in the backyard, it would be dangerous. I agree with that. And I think that people, you're right, that they can't go out and hunt them without a license. Although one comes in your yard and starts to attack you or somebody, I think you shoot them and then you worry about it later. Coming up to a break, Mark, you make a good point. There is a reason to control wolves, but they were taken off the endangered species list by the federal government precisely so that the states can set up hunting seasons. All I'm saying is, how about doing it right according to the science? There's only 1,000 wolves in the state. Now there are about 800 or less. And unless you're prepared to say, I want to kill every wolf in the state, and remember, it's not just wolves that attack livestock, it's bears and a lot of other things. Let's do it by the science. Mark, thanks for calling in with a great comment. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.